Welcome to A Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and speak to God in prayer. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you use the Bible as your conversation with God so you can live a bigger life. There are times when you want to pray for yourself, or you say to somebody, I'll pray for you, but you're not really sure what to pray, whether it's a family member. What do you pray for? When you're praying for a family member that you're wanting to pray for, but you're not sure what to pray. Psalm 67 is a psalm. It's a little short seven-verse psalm. That's a psalm ultimately, on the one hand, this psalm is ultimately looking to the future kingdom of God on earth. And it has language in it that is reflecting other places in the Old Testament that are messianic passages, like Isaiah 11, 1 through 4, that's specifically talking about something the Messiah is going to do and going to bring upon all the nations on the earth. And of course, the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, in Genesis 12, God is calling Abraham and promising him that through his offspring, all families, all nations on earth will be blessed, that God is going to bless Abraham so that he would be a blessing, and through his offspring would be a blessing to all the nations, all the families on the earth. And this psalm is reflecting that promise. But on the other hand, it's a psalm that we can come to and find good phrases in here to pray for myself and to pray for others. So if you just sometimes tweak a psalm a little bit, you can use it for your own prayers. And that doesn't mean you're not getting what the psalm is ultimately talking about. But like I said before, when you're praying scripture, sometimes you're not doing a Bible study. You're just trying to find the kind of phrases that God wants you to pray, that God wants us to prioritize in our prayers. So verse 1 says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Now, it's easy to read these psalms and just kind of keep reading and not stop and think about what you just read. But these phrases, those words, really come from God speaking to Moses in Numbers chapter 6. And so God tells Moses to tell Aaron, to tell the Israelites, this is what you're supposed to say to bless them. Verse 24, the Lord Yahweh bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been a blessing that God's people have been using for thousands of years. And Psalm 67 is picking up on that and using it as a prayer. And I think that it's good for us to do the same thing. So what do you pray when you want to pray for yourself? Well, here's Psalm 67, verse 1. God, be gracious to me and bless me and make your face to shine upon me. And if you're thinking about the passage in Numbers that this is coming from, you could also say, and bring shalom, bring peace, bring your flourishing, bring your well-being into my life. You don't have to, but this is a great verse to just pray for people that you want to pray for. So this morning I was praying through this and decided to pray for my family, pray for my wife. God, I pray that you would be gracious to her and bless her and make your face shine upon her. And it's a great thing to pray, and I feel good praying it. And if something else comes to my mind when I'm thinking about ways that God can be gracious to her or ways that God can make his face shine upon her and bless her, then I'll pray that as well. So this is a great place to go to. It's one verse when you're thinking through, and it's easy to memorize. And I'm going to talk before this is over. You really just have to memorize five words in order to get the best of this psalm to use to pray for others, pray for yourself, pray for others. So let's just do this again. So verse 1, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Now, before I move on, I just think that's this verse is also what the Apostle Paul is thinking about when he says in 2 Corinthians 4:6 that the one who said, may light shine in darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This language of the face of God, the face of Christ shining in our hearts, shining on us, is what Paul is, I think, getting from this psalm and certainly getting from Numbers chapter 6, 24. This is a language that just talks about God's revealing himself to us. And when God's face shines upon us, he's bringing himself into our lives in a deeper way. He's enlightening our hearts. He's making his presence light up in our hearts. He's making his reality seen with the eyes of our heart. And that's what we want to pray for ourselves. And that's what we want to pray for people we love, or for people we say, I'll pray for you. And we're loving them through our prayers. Verse 3, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. This is a thing I think that you can do where you can take the peoples and change that to yourself or change it to the person you're praying for. So this psalm is praying for the peoples and ultimately is praying for the earth, the ends of the earth. We'll get into that. But we can change the peoples to the person we're praying for. So may God be gracious to so-and-so and bless them. God, may you be gracious to them and bless them and make your face to shine upon them. Let them praise you, O God. See, a heart of praise and worship is a gracious blessing of God. Think of what happens in a person's heart, what happens in their life, what happens in their mind that brings them to a place of praising God and worshiping God. And that's what you're ultimately praying for somebody when you're praying for them, that God would bring them to a place where he works in their life and reveals himself to the point where they want to praise God and they want to worship God. God is making his face shine upon them. God is enlightening their hearts. God is being gracious to them. God is blessing them. Verse 4, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. It's a great prayer to pray for somebody. God, I pray that you would enable them to be glad and to sing for joy and to praise you and worship you. Make your face shine upon them. Bless them. Be gracious to them. So when you're thinking about what to pray for somebody and what to pray for yourself, you really just have to remember 5 words from this psalm and you can fill in the rest. You just have to remember 5 words. Gracious, bless, face, praise, joy. God, be gracious to me and bless me and make your face shine upon me so that I would praise you from the depths of my heart, that I would see you as the one who gives life to me and that you would bring joy and that I would sing for joy to you. That's a great prayer to pray for yourself, and it's a great prayer to pray for somebody else because there's a lot that you're praying for to happen in somebody's life to bring them to that point. When you're praying that God would be gracious to them, that he would bless them, that he would make his face shine upon them, that they would get to a point where they, from the depths of their heart, praise God and sing for joy to God. Just 5 words, gracious, bless, face, praise, joy. Basically, it's verse 1 and verse 3 and verse 4. These are great phrases to pray for now. I mean, this psalm is ultimately about the kingdom of God. Verse 6, the earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. This is ultimately a song about the Messiah when he becomes king of the earth and all the nations on earth worship God and all the 8 nations on earth are blessed by God and they're prospering and shalom and flourishing and being blessed by God's face shining upon them literally. And all the ends of the earth are being blessed by our God. This is a messianic psalm looking forward to the kingdom of God. And we can do that in our own lives now in this prayer that, of course, it's a prayer to pray for God to do in our lives now and to do in the lives of those we love now. So let's do it. Let me lead you in a time of prayer, praying for you, praying for others, whatever comes to your mind. But let's pray this psalm, these few verses, with these verses in mind, these 5 words in mind, and we can expand as we think this through. Again, if these are the words that God gave to Moses to bless the people of Israel with in Numbers 6, 24 through 26, these are words that God wants us to have in our mind, and God wants us to have as our vocabulary of prayer and our vocabulary of what his priorities are in our life and the people's life for whom we're praying. Oh God, I pray that you would be gracious to me. There's so much I don't deserve because I have rejected you in so many ways, turned my back on you in so many ways, disobeyed what I know are your commandments in so many ways all my life. I deserve judgment. I deserve to be banished from your presence. But I pray that you would be gracious to me, that you would have mercy on me. Be gracious to me because of Christ, because of the death of Christ, because of the righteousness of Christ that you give to me. I pray that by your grace, you would be gracious to me and that you would bless me. Even though I deserve judgment, I pray instead by your grace, you would bless me. Bless me with all that Christ has earned through his death and resurrection, all the blessings of his inheritance, because of his righteous life, because of his sacrificial death on my behalf, because of his resurrection that brings the resurrection power of your Holy Spirit in my life even now. I pray that you would be gracious to me. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my heart of rebellion, my heart of ignoring you. Probably most of the time throughout the day, I'm just ignoring you. And how stupid is that? I pray that you would forgive me and you would be gracious to me. And that by your grace, you would bless me. Bless me with making your face to shine upon me. That you would enlighten my heart with the reality of who you are more and more. In your beauty, in your glory, in your goodness, and your steadfast love, your wisdom, your presence even now, that you would make your face shine upon me and that I would know your presence with me now, 100% with me, focused on me, 100% without being any less present, any less focused anywhere else, because you are the infinite I am. Always present, always in the present tense. Make your face to shine upon me. Bless me. Be gracious to me so that I would praise you genuinely from the depths of my heart, that I would praise you and give thanks to you and worship you, that I would love you more than anything or anyone else in my life, that I would see you as the giver of my life and the source of all good in my life, that I would say with the Psalm 16 that apart from you, I have no good. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That you would make your face to shine upon me. The glory of God in the face of Christ shining upon me, filling my heart, my mind with your presence, with your glory, with your goodness, with your love, with your wisdom, that I would be glad and sing for joy, that you would bring the joy of your Holy Spirit into my life more and more, that joy would be what characterizes my view of my day, my view of my life, the sense that you are in control and you are good and you are going to bless me in Christ. You shall bless me because you are my God. And you promise to bless me in Christ because I trust in you. I submit to you. Be gracious to me and bless me. Make your face shine upon me that I would praise you and sing for joy. And I pray those same prayers for my family members, for people I love, for my church community, that you would be gracious to us and that you would bless us and that you would make your face shine upon us so that we would praise you, O God, and that we would be glad and sing for joy because our God blesses us and that we would be a blessing to those around us with your redemptive love and the humility of knowing that you are gracious to us and the confidence of knowing that you make your face shine upon us in Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to A Bigger Life, a podcast of The Crossing, a church in Columbia, Missouri. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and give it a rating so people can find this content more easily, or consider texting it to a friend or posting it on social media. Thanks for listening.